Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God, chapter by chapter. My name is Paul, and today we're in Revelation chapter 5. And when some people say the book of Revelation, they actually make it plural by saying Revelations. But actually, the title of this book is Revelation. And what is that revelation that this book writes concerning? Well, the revelation is concerning a person. Although there are many, many things happening in this book, and it could be easy to be distracted by some of these other things, what we have to focus on when we come to the book of Revelation is we have to focus on Christ. And this Christ is the center of God's administration. So everything that God is carrying out is focused on this person. And in chapter 5, we see God's administration with the words, the throne. And in this relatively short chapter of only 14 verses, the phrase, the throne, is used 5 times. So that shows us that here in this chapter, we explicitly or very clearly see something about God's administration, indicated by the throne. But it's not just the throne. Here we have to see who the person on the throne is. And the wonderful revelation here is the one on the throne is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And not only so, not only is he the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is also the worthy Lamb, the Lamb. Praise God for this Christ, who's both the Lion and the Lamb. You know, this chapter begins with John weeping because there was no one he could find that was worthy to open up this scroll that was in the right hand of the one who's sitting on the throne. But it took an angel to open John's eyes to see that the one in whose hand this scroll was actually the very same one who was worthy to open this scroll. So this one who's the worthy one, he's the Lion. Well, a lion maybe is not something to be so excited about, but he's the Lion toward Satan the enemy. He is the devouring, Satan-conquering Lion. So to the enemy, to God's enemy, he's the Lion. But the next verse shows us that he's the Lamb. John says, "And I saw in the midst of the throne a Lamb." So to the enemy, Satan, he's a Lion. Praise the Lord, this Christ destroyed Satan on the cross as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But to us, he's the Lamb. And as such a lamb, he purchased us out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, that we, the purchased ones, would be a kingdom and priests to God. You know, a lot of people have the thought that our redemption through Christ's blood was merely to save us from sin. Well, it is true that redemption was and did save us from sin. But here in Revelation, we see something further. Not only were we saved from sin, but here in Revelation, it suggests that this redemption that was accomplished by this Lamb made us priests. And a priest is one who serves God and serves men. So here, contrary to many people's concept, to be qualified to be a priest, or the qualification to be a priest, is not that you have some kind of special education or that you've done some particular things, but as long as you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, then you are a priest. Wonderful. Well, as we said, a priest is one who serves God and also one who serves men. And one practical way we can serve men is by speaking to them the good news that we ourselves have enjoyed. You know, when we enjoy the Lord, and we may have friends or relatives who don't know the Lord, we can share with them our enjoyment. That is a way to serve God, and that fulfills our priestly service. Another way in which we serve God is by spending time to contact God and to enjoy God, especially in His Word. When we enjoy God in His Word as milk, as something we take in, that very Word then becomes what we serve people with. So we enjoy it. We enjoy the Word. As we're on summer break, we spend some time in the morning especially to mix the Word with our prayer. We can be simple, utter simple prayers, prayers of thanks, prayers of appreciation as we come to the Word and take a verse or two and just pray over it. We can thank the Lord. Even we may make a simple tune to sing the Word to the Lord. And through the day, that Word that we've enjoyed may come back to us. And that very Word that we enjoyed before God then becomes the content that comes back out of us to others, to serve them with something that we've enjoyed. Actually, we've enjoyed God in His Word. So on the one hand, we serve God by drawing near to Him, and spending time with Him, enjoying Him, especially in His Word. But then we go out to others in our day, and sometimes the Word comes out, or the Lord within us gives us some feeling that we can give a tract to someone, or we can tell someone something, or even I've sung a quick hymn to someone, a little chorus that I remember. That actually is our service. So thank the Lord that we could see in Revelation what a Christ we have. He's the center of the book of Revelation. Toward the enemy, He's the lion, the Satan-destroying lion. But toward us, He is the Lamb. And as the Lamb redeeming us, our enjoyment of His redemption qualified us to be priests. And as priests, we can serve Him and we can serve one another with Him. Thanks for listening.